Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I dropped the ball yesterday. I just mentioned it in passing, Bush running around claiming that he had foiled a terror attack thanks to NSA spying on you and your family. But it's, I guess, kind of a good thing that I didn't get into much detail about it yesterday because he just had his press conference an hour before I went on air. Now we've learned the details of what Bush and Fox News and others inside the Pentagon propaganda arm, and that's what it is, folks. It's not right-wing propaganda. It's not left-wing propaganda. It's government propaganda that is then in tune owned by the private banks. Bush claimed that the, quote, Liberty Tower was going to be blown up. The problem is the building wasn't called the Liberty Tower, but it doesn't matter. The general public won't know or won't care. He'll just call it the Liberty Tower because that sounds even scarier than Library Tower. And on top of that, you know, the evil terrorists want to blow up our liberty. Then on top of that, they showed on national television video from a Hollywood movie where aliens blow up the building in question. And it is psychologically read by the subconscious brain as a real attack on the building. But I want to thank the Bush administration for not actually blowing the building up and just using a Hollywood movie clip of it happening. I know that'll probably get them some gas mileage, and a lot of the public probably right now think that the building was actually blown up. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that. That's the level of dumbed downness that we're talking about. But at the same time, the good news is people are really getting wise to this. Here are some of the headlines. Huffington Post: Bush renames West Coast tallest building. Oops, never mind. Another one: Bush reveals details of foiled terror plot. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. And also on Fox and Cable Channel aired photos of aliens attacking Library Tower, and again renamed it Liberty Tower. Bush plays terror card with bogus L.A. attack plot. Bootlicking news networks follow suit with dramatic images of Library Tower being destroyed. And now, 23 Intel experts say L.A. terror plot a sham. So now, a day later, even on mainstream television, it's being called a sham. It is a sham. Oh, the NSA saved you from these evil terrorists attacking you, and then you go look at the history and the background of the terrorists they claim were trying to attack us, and they're well-known government operatives. So we'll go over that as well today. Something that's really disconcerting, though, Associated Press has picked up on the White House terrorist surveillance program terminology. In the past, Bush would call people homicide bombers, or he would change the popular nomenclature, and Rumsfeld would say they're not resistance, they're combatants, and well, now they're not even combatants, they're terrorists. They tell us what words to use, but the Washington Times and other massively socialist organizations, ultra-liberal organizations like Fox News, really, I mean, if you want to use real political paradigm templating with the terms we use, using those false terms, that's really where you'd be on the political spectrum with all of Bush's real actions, not his rhetoric. Fox News and others would call it the terrorist surveillance program. And now the Associated Press, supposedly the bastion of respectability and what every other major news agency takes its cues from, more important than the New York Times, the AP is the roadmap. And now they're calling it the terrorist surveillance network. And so when they surveil you, you must be a terrorist. And we have Robert Galen Ross, who worked at the National Security Agency, and, of course, was a consultant to major oil companies. He's lived in Iran, Saudi Arabia, all over the place. He'll be joining us to talk about two of his powerful books. And he'll be with us for 2 hours in studio. That's coming up in the second and third hour. Stay with us.
The word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com in the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
TGIF, I cannot believe it's already Friday. These weeks just go by us faster and faster. Former NSA operative and, of course, oil company consultant Robert Galen Ross will be joining us coming up in the second and third hour today to talk about the ruling elite of the planet, and we'll also get into his book, The Serial Killers, Elite Serial Killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. So he'll be in studio with us for 2 hours coming up in the second and third hour, and we'll be taking your calls as well. Obviously, Bush gave the press conference yesterday, and it's blown up in his face, saying that we spied on you with the NSA, and we specifically stopped this 2002 attack. This is the same White House that admittedly has issued dozens and dozens of fake terror alerts. Admittedly, they've admitted for political gain. This is the same crew that tried to plant WMDs and tried to claim that they discovered WMDs over and over again, only to be proven to be liars. This is the same crew that wanted to paint up American aircraft like UN aircraft and try to get Saddam to shoot them down. This is the same crew who bragged in the Downing Street memos how they were going to manufacture a pretext for war. We know they lie. We know they plant fake news stories here in the United States. The Pentagon has said that they do it to us. Pentagon Offices of Strategic Influence. This is all right out in the open. And the whole thing is designed to bring this country down into a police state. Once we're totally captured, they can start taking the stocks, the bonds, the pension funds. This is, they're setting it up. They changed the rule 2 years ago to take your pension funds. They are moving ahead to loot the entire economy, as Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney said on the broadcast yesterday. And the Democrats almost completely are in league with this system. Almost all of the Republicans are as well. There are a few holdouts who haven't been bought off or haven't been intimidated or haven't been killed. And the battle has been joined because the people are beginning to wake up to what's happening. Also coming up, Israel may rue Saddam overthrow. I mentioned this, but I want to detail it more today. The head of Israel's domestic security agency, Shin Bet, said his country may come to regret the overthrow of former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. And that's Yuval Diskin said a strong dictatorship would be preferable to the present chaos in Iraq in his speech to teenage Jewish settlers in the West Bank. Violence jumps on U.S.-Mexico border. This is out of Reuters. Colin Powell's former chief of staff, Wilkerson, calls pre-war intelligence a hoax on the American people that he participated in. He said that on the PBS program Now. And there was another facet to that article I covered yesterday about how they're moving to ban knives and saying turn your knives in over a certain length in England. Headline, good news for rapists and criminals. British government bans knives. And they launched a national PR campaign to, quote, turn them in, an amnesty. There's another article out of England where the cops are saying that if somebody doesn't steal, oh, it's here in the stack, I think it's 85 pounds worth of goods, don't even call us. And if you call the police and we come out and less than that's been stolen, you may be fined or fined. You're going to get in trouble. Listen, when my car got stolen in Dallas, Texas, when I was in college up there visiting a girlfriend, the police wouldn't even come out. And I politely had talked to them over and over again. I called 911 again, and she just said, look, we're not coming out. So I hung up without her permission. So then the cops came and got in my face for hanging up. Oh, you hung up on your God leaders. You can't do that. You hung up on lords. But we're not going to come when your, I guess at the time, probably $16,000 car had been stolen. And obviously the cops will say, we don't have the manpower, we're strapped, we need more officers. And the public says that, yeah. What happens is they never put enough police on real detective work, real police work. That's what they should all do, all of them. All of them. It's investigate crime, classical crime, not the new thought crimes. And most police would actually like to do this. No, instead they're errand boys. They're there and all the big corporations guarding when the money gets picked up. Or they're there driving around, pulling over old ladies, giving them tickets. Or they're there dealing with wrecks. Or they're there. No, there needs to be a highway department that deals with wrecks. There needs to be the fire department having its own people. And yeah, expand the fire department. All right, I'm already digressing into a rant. The point is that this is all targeted to make the general public criminals. It's that simple. Let's get into our top story. This is a little clip from Media Matters that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A Fox News TV yesterday playing video of aliens attacking America and implying that bin Laden did this. Now, the psychology is they know that most Americans, and there are major studies on this, this is admitted fact, will actually at a subconscious level now have the same emotional response that the Library Tower really did get attacked. And within minutes, we've actually timed it out, within 4 minutes of Bush saying the Liberty Tower. And understand, there was no building named a Liberty Tower. No building named the Liberty Tower on the West Coast. Bush knew that that wasn't the case. He simultaneously put out a press release right as he began giving his speech saying Liberty Tower. So we know this was codified and prepared and ready. And within just a few minutes, really less than 5 minutes, Fox Television had video of the very tower, but it had another name. How did they know? Imagine them scrambling. What's the Liberty Tower? No one calls it the Liberty Tower. It's not the Liberty Tower. It's the Library Tower. Scrambling, and they magically, pure psyop, they have the video, and they have it ready, and they have it on with the caption under it, Liberty Tower. So Bush might rename the Golden Gate Bridge tomorrow. He might name it the Freedom Bridge and then claim that terrorists were going to target it, and magically Fox won't have to call him and say, what bridge is the Freedom Bridge? No, they'll automatically know and have video of the bridge up there and maybe use some Hollywood movie footage where it gets blown up, and they'll call it the Freedom Bridge. See, they won't need to know, hey, what is the Freedom Bridge? They'll know because they're all part of the PSYOP. It's Pentagon run. There's your freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and it's so sloppy because they know. They know about 60-70% of the public. Just literally can't tie their shoelaces and has no idea anything. They don't know any basics of the universe around them. And I'm not trying to be elitist. I'm just an average guy. It freaks me out that the general public is so mesmerized. The word isn't dumb. They're distracted. They're totally distracted into mindlessness. The human brain's a computer, an electrochemical computer. And garbage in, garbage out. That's what's happened. So we're trying to debug the brains of the American people here. We're trying to get the viruses out, folks, and get the computer working. Because it just is, it's crashing. Just the level of this. Go ahead and roll the Fox News clip. One of many, but here it is.
And again, back to what the president was saying a little while ago this morning in his speech on the war on terror. He talked about the U.S. Bank Tower, otherwise known as the Library Tower. We've been showing you pictures of that throughout the morning. A little background on that building that was apparently the target of a second wave of attacks that was to have been perpetrated by Al-Qaeda. There are some pictures, and that's one from the movie, 1996 movie Independence Day. You might remember that. It was the, I guess, the first building to be destroyed by the alien invaders in that movie. So certainly a landmark, couple of other factoids about it. The building was designed to withstand an earthquake. Unclear how it would have withstood an attack by an airplane.
So, again, Media Matters got a clip from later in the day, but we've gone online to Fox News and checked on it. They were reporting on it, as she said, within minutes they had it up there that the Liberty Tower. Now, the question is, how did they know it was the Liberty Tower? This is an imaginary building. Bush is renaming buildings, Library Tower. What if it was Liberty Tower? They won't pay attention. It'll just sound better, attacking our liberty. Yeah, excellent idea, Rove. I'll call General Grobble. You know, and General Grobble's a joke, folks. Here's a headline. Bush plays terror card with bogus L.A. attack plot. Bootlicking news networks follow suit with dramatic images of Library Tower being destroyed. And the other headlines here, this is out of the Post, the Huffington Post. Bush renames West Coast tallest building. Oops, never mind. Just again, well, let's rename the Capitol something if he wants. In an orchestrated setup, George W. Bush announced that a plan to fly a plane into the L.A. Library Tower was thwarted in 02, and within minutes, news networks were showing footage of the same building being destroyed in the movie Independence Day. Within minutes. Within less than 5 minutes. And guess who it was? It's always the usual suspect, Fox TV. Bush stated that the attack was prevented only with the help of NSA surveillance of communications in an attempt to shut up critics of the spying scandal in a move about as sophisticated as a 300-pound Pittsburgh Steelers fan after a heavy drinking session. The mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, immediately went public with comments of his absolute bewilderment concerning the plot, the alleged plot. I'm amazed that the president would make this announcement on national TV and not inform us of those details through the appropriate channels. Within minutes of the president's speech, news networks were showing images from the movie Independence Day where the Library Tower is destroyed as part of the alien invasion. And it goes on and on. We'll detail this when we get back. Remember, these are the same people that issued all the fake terror alerts. They're the same ones that went and found balloon trucks to pump up, British-made, to pump up balloons and said, oh, these are anthrax labs, when they had serial numbers and they knew what they were.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
They railed against the crown. So often this is what happens. People simply look at the politician and say, are they with my party? And if they're with your party, then you don't check out what they claim or what they say. It's just, if George Bush says they got WMDs, they got them. If George Bush says he never said they had WMDs, he never said it. Even if you saw him over and over say Saddam had WMDs. If Bush says that there was no federal control over New Orleans and they didn't screw up and they weren't involved and it was all the locals' fault, then it must be true. Now, that's a total lie. I have all the documents, the facts, the eyewitnesses, the guests, the local police, the mayor, all of this. We know what happened. We know that New Orleans had been federalized. I even mentioned that in my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, that was made 2.5 years ago. And I'm not tooting my horn about this. We knew something weird was going on down there a while back. And there's several other cities that have been federalized, but you have an officially federalized city, and then they just deny that it was federalized. The point is, they've lied to us over and over and over and over and over again. Bush gets up and says, we've got to have warrants to spy on you, don't worry. And then a few months later, he gets caught spying on us, and I don't need warrants anymore, don't worry. And I never said I needed warrants because I'm above the law. It's just all lies. You understand that patently, openly, Dick Cheney runs and hands out the no-bid contracts out of his office. I mean, that office has handed out hundreds of billions of dollars of contracts to for U.S. military operations and equipment all over the world and here in the U.S. Hundreds of billions. The defense budget's like $700 billion a year. You'll hear $640 billion, but with all the supplemental packages and the added funding, it's well over $700. And he's there just handing all of this out. And guess who he hands it out to? He hands it out to Halliburton, which he was a former CEO of and has massive stock in. Oh, he hands it out to his wife while she's on the board of Lockheed Martin. That is, there are a whole slew of federal laws. We've covered them here. That is illegal, serious jail time every time he does it. Oh, but he's the vice president. You don't think the attorney general appointed by this administration, by him, is going to go after the vice president, do you? You don't think that for a minute, do you? No, they can do whatever they want. And now they're telling the Congress, hey, we don't have to listen to what you say or do. We don't have to, if you throw out the Patriot Act, we will keep it in force. You can't do that. That's a whole nother basket of felonies. I mean, this is the type of stuff you go to jail for 50 years. I mean, this is like the treason, treachery, sedition. And you talk to a neocon follower about this, they just go, man, we got hit. Oh, really? We got hit on 9/11? Who'd we get hit by? Saddam, his bases, and they worked together, Bin Laden? Well, actually, let's give you some history. It's well known that our government put Saddam into power and orchestrated the entire thing and told him to attack Iran and gave him $30-plus billion and then told him to invade Kuwait and said go ahead and do it and set him up and the whole thing staged and the Pentagon says that they want the place to break up into civil war. And gee, shut up, smarty pants. You think you can talk real slick? I'm about to kick your hind end in. I've got video of that. I'm like, no, listen, I'm trying to talk to you, sir. I want to warn you, the troops have defective body armor. No, they don't. That's another lie. I heard Rush Limbaugh say it's a lie. And I have all this on video. It's going to be in the new film. Well, they didn't find WMDs. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. See, they believe. They heard all those reports. The neocons still get on the radio and say they found WMDs. They found that truck that made the anthrax. No, no, no. Those were there were four of those trucks that were British made, sold in 1986 to Saddam. They're for pumping up hydrogen balloons for surveillance. Saddam would put cameras on them for the Iran-Iraq war there at the end. Liar, liar. Why don't you just leave the country, boy? Well, no, I love America. We're losing the Bill of Rights. That's what makes America America. We got to give up some rights to be free. But you don't give up rights to be free. Rights are the freedom. Listen, back off, I'm about to whop you. Cuss. I mean, folks, wait till you see the film. I mean, it's worse than what I'm repeating here. It's just mindless simian idiocy. They're like retarded gorillas. And they were all defense contractors, too. All of them. And I'd go, well, DU is really bad for the troops. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Well, the birth defects have tripled since the first Gulf War. Now, 3 years in, we're getting even higher birth defects this time. This is official government numbers. I told you, get away from it, boy. I told you. But listen, I care about the troops. I'm trying to, you know, get them to stop using this weapon. That's it. I'm calling that police officer over there. Officer, get him away from me. Get this hippie away from me. I mean, that's how they are. You can't communicate with them. They're gone. They're long gone. And so Bush gets on TV and they show movie clips of aliens blowing up buildings and equate it with Bin Laden. I mean, this is War of the Worlds propaganda, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Welcome back, folks. Real Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Robert Galen Ross worked with the NSA, also lived overseas, Iran, Saudi Arabia, many other countries, as a consultant for major oil companies. Really well-educated and informed on the New World Order. We'll be talking about their power structure, who the ruling elite are, the Rothschilds, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, and others. And then we'll also get into his book, The Elite Serial Killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. So that's coming up in the second and third hour, and we'll have open phones. I know that we've got Ray and others in California that are holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. But think of this. It's not just Bush going, well, the library tower, that's not very scary, Carl. We'll call it the Liberty Tower. And they won't pay any attention, but it's close. And they're directly attacking Liberty. And we've even got some stock footage, our boys in PSYOPs tell us. of the aliens attacking that very building, and then the president rallies around. We can have our boys with it lined up a few minutes after. And that's exactly what they had. Bush walks out, gives a speech, and within 4 minutes, boom, it's on TV, and it's the Liberty Tower being blown up. Now, again, if it wasn't all staged and scripted, how did Fox know what the Magic Tower was? How did they know how to scramble and find the real name? By the way, it's been renamed several times. It was known as the Library Tower because it burned down in 1986, and then they built it and called it the Library Tower, and now it is known as the Bank Tower. Continuing, we have to understand that the major media knows that they are propagandizing us, and they're just simply doing this to get us back in line. Oh, the spying keeps me safe. And then they mix into it space aliens blowing it up. Oh, it just makes your head spin. Within minutes of President Bush's speech, news networks were showing images from the movie Independence Day where the Library Tower is destroyed as part of the alien invasion. And the news networks, why on earth would they show video of it being destroyed by space aliens? And then even saying, look, this is space aliens destroying it. Knowing that psychologically it has the effect of conjuring 9/11, people remembering 9/11, seeing the image of the building blowing up, very similar to what happened on 9/11. In the mind of the passive viewer, this information enters the brain as if it is real, and they suspend disbelief to embrace the notion that the building was destroyed by terrorists. This residue remains in the viewer's psyche, and the validity of the government's response to the attack in the instance passing the soon-to-expire Patriot Act and justifying spying on Americans is unquestionable. This isn't another tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. The suggestibility of television is a scientific fact that has been accepted for decades. This represents an organized campaign of mind control and fear-mongering. They have played the terror card so many times that the fingerprints of deception can be lifted and verified almost immediately. And, of course, it isn't just a terror attack that they thwarted. Now it is a specific terror attack that they thwarted specifically with the NSA program in question. These are the same people that brought you the fake Fat Bin Laden confession tapes, now admitted to be fake, in a shack in Islamabad, and could psychically predict the tapes tying Osama bin Laden to Iraq would air on Al Jazeera before they even surfaced. That was when Powell screwed up and said, they're airing right now. Bin Laden was saying this. Everybody ran out of the room and came back and said, there's nothing on TV. No one's got those tapes. No one said that. And then later it aired because obviously it was their tapes. Furthermore, as Kurt Nemo points out, one of the supposed ringleaders of the operation, Radun Izzamundi, was operations chief of Jamia Islamia, I can't pronounce these names, which was a creation of Indonesian intelligence and is widely acknowledged to be wholly controlled by the CIA. Yeah, there are PBS documentaries I've seen where it's mainstream news admitting that Indonesia would go around carrying out terror attacks and murdering people, then blame it on their enemies, working with the CIA going back for 30 years. It never ends. If the government has really thwarted an attack on L.A., you can bet your bottom dollar they would have waved it in front of the anti-war crowd face before invading Iraq in March of 2003. And this happened right around the same time. This is an obvious political point-scoring move, as you're ever going to see. It has been deliberately and systematically concocted to stifle heated criticism of the NSA spying. This despite the fact that the spying debate still circles around foreign phone calls, when the real issue is the admitted fact that the Pentagon and other government agencies have been caught and continue to spy on peaceful anti-war activist groups entirely made up of American citizens. And it's all criminal, and it's all illegal, and when he gets caught doing it, he declares executive power just like Nixon did, and it doesn't float. But will it float this time? Well, they got the terror card this time to play on us, to batter us back into line, to beat us over the head every time we stick our heads up. Is Ray first there? Is that who I should go to first? Okay, Reagan in California. You're on the air, Reagan. How you doing?
Hi, Miss. What a privilege to finally talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great talking to you, Reagan.
Okay, here's something I wanted to talk about. It was really fascinating that you brought this Liberty thing up. If you can tell by my accent, I'm from New York, okay? I worked in the World Trade Center. Don't tell me those towers blew up from jet fuel, okay? When you had William Rodriguez on, all right, he had Greg Szymanski on with you. Greg Szymanski was generous enough to talk to me. He interviewed hundreds of firefighters who told him the only reason their friends died in those towers was because of the bombs going off at them. That's why his friends died.
In my film, Martial Law, we have, I guess about six or seven clips of firefighters saying it. We could have gone on for hours. There's that many. In Dylan Avery's Loose Change 2, they do. It goes on for like 10 minutes. Firefighters and police saying the same thing. But regardless, Larry Silverstein says he blew it up.
Here's the rub, okay? Those towers, I worship the ground they walked on. Next to Jesus Christ, those towers are my heart, okay? I don't like the media blaming the towers for falling and saying that they failed people in them. Don't attack my towers, okay? Those towers never failed anybody, George Bush, and the liberal media who don't have the guts to tell the truth. Humanity failed them, and that's the bottom line. And the longer those towers stay down, the more convinced I am that it was a collaborative effort with Muslims who hate this country and the government who let them in. Now we go to this library building, and they're going to call that, guess what, the Liberty Building. Nonsense. They want to build. George Pataki has raised more money for George Bush and his Republican Party than any governor in this country, and Bloomberg is the mayor of a Republican in New York City. Those two want to build this Freedom Tower. No one wants it. 90% of the city want their twin towers back. They want their life back. We want to get back to work, okay?
No, I hear you. And Reagan, I appreciate your call, and thank you for all those fine points. Let me comment on something you said. You know, people... Day one, I said the government had prior knowledge and was clearly involved in the attacks. And then I was even attacked by a whole bunch of so-called patriots and truth tellers who then now today claim that they're the founders of the 9/11 movement. Literally, they do. And I've never tooted my horn until they started doing that, but you can't let someone who's going to try to derail the movement and misdirect the movement, who got involved, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years after the fact in some cases, then declare themselves the grand poobahs. And I'm not the grand poobah, but frankly, I was the first to talk about it and the first to make films about it and the first to get a book out about it. And that's widely accepted, and the facts show that. And I am somewhat deep down proud that I was willing to take the heat right up front and be attacked and be thrown off stations. And then, of course, later most of the stations came back and picked me up again. We got even more stations because then it became widespread accepted. But day one, I wasn't just saying prior knowledge or government involvement. I was specifically laying out how they did it, and now all the evidence shows that. And there were a lot of people who said, even to say the government had prior knowledge is too much. And Jones is saying they did it. He's bad news. And then even the mainstream media had to admit, okay, there was total prior knowledge, and they kind of let the terrorists attack, wink, wink. Oh, isn't Bush evil? And in major polls, most Americans believe that's what the government did. No, it's far worse than that. So to say that they let Muslims in who hate America. How did the Muslims get in? How do they make NORAD stand down? How do they call the public officials and tell them not to fly to New York the night before? How did they sit there and have the buildings implode with bombs in them that take weeks to plant? There are hundreds of these points. How did they have the CIA-controlled companies engage in record put options against American and United? Not against the rest of the airlines, against those two specifically. How did the Muslims fly al-Qaeda and Taliban out to safety 2 months into the Afghan war back in late 2001? How did any of this happen? There are hundreds of these points. And the answer is it didn't happen. We know, and again, martial law documents this in great detail. My new 9/11 film, by new, I released it in the middle of last year. Very important documentary. We lay out how it happened. And let me just try to encapsulate this. The hijackers were U.S. government agents. That is admitted. That is public. That is in the newspapers, but hidden in plain view. Again, it's like Bush calling this Liberty Tower, and now the media picks up on it and is calling it Liberty Tower. And you go, what does that have to do with the hijackers being government agents out in the open? Well, it's out in the open that that's not the name of the building, but they're just, because he calls it that, they're not going to correct him. They're just going to let him do it. It's the same thing with it can be in the Pensacola News Journal. It can be in MSNBC. It can be in the Associated Press. It can be in the San Jose Mercury News that those hijackers were government agents. We can talk to the dean of the Defense Language School. He told the local newspaper, listen, I trained these men. They were government ops. The U.S. government carried out the attacks. And by the time it got on Fox News and they were attacking him, they said, can you believe this evil colonel? Can you believe him saying Bush let it happen? No, the colonel didn't say he let it. He said he did it. Then we called the guy. He's like, I can't talk to you. I've been threatened. I'm about to be court-martialed. But yes, they did it. I talked to the guy on the phone. His wife's in the background going, get off the phone, get off the phone. Because they're normal people. See, normal people are, the government, they were agents. See, that's how you're supposed to behave. Oh, my God, the terror, the government hit us. They hit us. They're taking over. Oh, no. See, that's the real response. Get off the phone. Don't talk to him. See, that's the normal response. My God, they're all terrorists. The terrorists run the country. See, that's how you're supposed to behave. Instead of just, hey, so what? The colonel, the head of the school, went public and said, he was forced to train the hijackers in spy techniques and encryption and coding. And so what if Nick Berg, who got his head chopped off in that staged event, had given his laptop to one of the hijackers and was at flight training with him outside Oklahoma City, out by Norman? And yeah, so what if two different embassy heads have gone public and said that they didn't want to let the so-called hijackers back into the country? Remember that? And then they got calls. They got calls and were told, this is part of a secret anti-terror training op. These are government operatives. Let them back in. Their terrorist credentials are a cover. And then we have the Pensacola News Journal. Oh, at least three of the hijackers were trained here at the flight school. Oh, then we have MSNBC saying it. Then we have the LA Times reporting how FBI informants are living in the houses with the hijackers, and the hijackers are buying groceries on FBI credit cards. And then after James Woods is on an American flight from New York to L.A., and they stop in Phoenix, and he gets off and goes, get the police. This is an Academy Award winner. Get the police. Or is he a nominee? I forget. He's a great actor, is the point. Listen, there's these five guys on the plane, and I know they're about to hijack it. Of course, it was admittedly one of them was Muhammad Atta. And the FBI holds the plane, comes up to him and says, you're going to take another plane, and if you talk to anybody about this, we're going to arrest you. And James Woods goes on TV and says it. He goes, I don't know what's going on. They were doing drills, and we even know the names of those drills now, in the 2 weeks before it and on that day. Their job was to go to bars and say we're going to fly planes into buildings and lay Korans on the table and leave clues for police and brag. They were told you're testing the local community. You're seeing if we'll get alerted. This is what special ops does all the time. You know, seeing if they can invade their own embassies or seeing if they can invade the Capitol or seeing what they can do. And so these special ops Arabs hired by our government went and did all of this. And then they got on board those aircraft. And if you even believe those fake cell phone calls, what are they saying? I can't breathe. There's something. Hold on. I mean, that's what was reported. I've talked to air traffic controllers. It's come out in the news that the tapes that they shredded had people passing out and dying on the planes. Imagine being those government agents. Oh, no, what's happening? I mean, I bet they knew right then that they'd been set up. They hit the ground from the nerve gas. Remote control comes in, and good old boys, it'll take one control truck to do it, flew those planes into those structures. Now, that's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. And you ought to try calling up a colonel at his house who's in the newspaper saying he was forced to train hijackers, and his wife's in the background going, get off the phone, get off the phone, they told you not to. So, to the police, everybody listening, you can ignore what I'm saying, or you can do some research and find out it's true. I mean, these hijackers have got multiple layers of government funding them, massaging them, feeding them, training them, crafting them, growing them, loving them. They were not terrorists. These were all secular, non-religious guys who had been recruited by the U.S. government, in most cases a decade before the attacks. They thought they were fighting radical Islam. They thought they were taking part in drills, and so they got murdered for it. And by the way, the evidence is clear that at least 9 of the hijackers are still alive and were wrong names. And that fits with the M.O. And then there's a whole other story to that. There's a whole other wrinkle to that. One of the hijackers, it turns out, was, quote, still alive. And then, oh, he's at Pensacola Naval Air Station as a flight trainer. And then a week after that came out, he died in a plane crash. There was an accident at the base. So they had a whole bunch of these guys. Obviously, he got wise to it and was like, you know, God, you killed the other men. What happened? It's okay. Just go fly your mission. The plane's been prepared for you. Enjoy yourself. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
And listen, if I'm getting upset about this, I get just as upset every time I talk about how those hijackers were government agents. They thought they were defending this country. They got on board, taking part in drills, and they were nerve gassed, and then the planes were remote controlled into the buildings. And that's it, and that's what happened, and the evidence is 110%. And it's very upsetting to me to know that we've got terrorists running the country, Rothschild agents, who are getting ready to do even worse things to us, and that it's gotten so delusional, it's gotten so crazy, that Bush can, just because it sounds better to have Liberty Tower being attacked, he'll just change the name and the media predominantly goes along with it for a day, and then now they'll correct themselves, but with maybe 1/100th of the reporters they already gave it, and so now I'll have arguments with neocons that the building really is called Liberty Tower. Meanwhile, aliens are attacking it. You see the psychology of the War of the Worlds? They admit that Halloween broadcast of Orson Welles was a government op. It wasn't just him operating on his own. It was an early test to see and to test mass hysteria, kind of an Edward Bernays-type test. But now we know. You have films like that where the president, everyone rallies around him, and the president jumps in the cockpit of a plane and goes and defeats the aliens himself. And then they... Imagine, they're on CNN, they're on Fox, they're all over the place talking about aliens blowing up L.A., and they're cutting the video from a 1996 film of aliens blowing up L.A., and then cutting back to Muslims. And then you look at the supposed Muslims, they claim that we're going to do it, direct links, mainstream news, to fake CIA terror groups. It just never, ever ends. And it's fraud on top of fraud on top of fraud. Meanwhile, they are trying to reauthorize the Patriot Act. They're saying they've got an agreement on that to reauthorize it and expand it with Arlen Specter's rider that sets up a federal police force. That is, the feds will have jurisdiction everywhere. It's a total violation of the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment and common sense. And that if you, quote, do anything disruptive, and they can randomly declare anything a national security event, even if, quote, no officials are there, and then you spend at least a year in prison. So you talk about the Soviet snatch and grab, that's China, that's the Soviet Union. Tiananmen Square, hey, you're protesting. You're going to a re-education center for a year. You're going to go to some private Halliburton prison and build widgets. And when you get out, you're going to be lucky if you don't have AIDS and hepatitis. I mean, this is what we're talking about in America. And you know what? A lot of people are going, yeah, it's true. He's right. It's scary. I better go along with him. If we go along with these people, it's over as a society. If we go along with these people, we're going to lose this country. So I'm begging you, I'm pleading you from the bottom of my heart, now is the time to gut up and to stand up at church or stand up at work, stand up wherever, and start giving out the documents, the videos, the books, the materials, start educating people, because people are waking up right now, but not fast enough. If people don't realize who's behind the terror attacks now, they're going to carry out an even bigger attack. Notice the attacks always step up. They always get bigger the next time as they escalate this whole program. Now, sitting in the studio with me right now is Robert Gamlin Ross, but a lot of our stations don't carry the first 5 minute segment. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go to break. We're going to come back in the next little five-minute segment, and I'm going to play Renegades or maybe Inside Job or one of those songs, whatever John wants to pick. And then we'll come back at that 8 after break and go right to Robert Gamlin Ross. He'll be with us for an hour and 51 minutes. And we're also going to be videotaping in here for the PrisonPlanet.tv members and for the local Austin cable viewing area. We'll be able to see that in the next few weeks on television. But the live interview is coming up, and I know we got a bunch of calls. We'll try to get to those early in the next hour with our guest, Robert Gamlin Ross, who worked assigned to the NSA overseas, then an international oil company consultant, and well-traveled, lived all over the world, expert on the New World Order, joining us. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.